Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We are looking at the book of Revelation. In this session, we will be looking at chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, called to the throne. Let's read those verses. Revelation 4, beginning with verse 1. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, Come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this. Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardius stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald. The age of the church has finally come to its completion. Daniel's 70th week, the 69 weeks, the 2,000 years that we are seeing, plus whatever else, up to the rapture, and then the beginning of Daniel's 70th week. John finds himself in heaven, before a throne, and there's someone sitting on that throne. Who is it? Well, verse 3 reveals the occupant. And he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardius stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald. Jasper is clear. Speaking of light, Revelation 21, verse 11, having the glory of God, her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And sardius is red, picturing blood. Jesus Christ is on his throne. And notice the rainbow around the throne, encircling it, not partially the way we see rainbows on earth. It's complete, symbolizing God's faithfulness. Genesis chapter 9, verses 11 down to verse 17. Thus I establish my covenant with you. Never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood. Never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is the sign of the covenant which I make between me and you, and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it shall be for the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. It shall be when I bring a cloud over the earth that the rainbow shall be seen in the cloud, and I will remember my covenant which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. The waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. The rainbow shall be to the cloud, and I will look on it, the rainbow shall be in the cloud, and I will look on it to remember the everlasting covenant between earth and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. And God said to Noah, This is the sign of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth. Well, let's consider a little bit more the event of John's arrival. He arrived in the Spirit, he said, after the call to come up here. But let me just make a point here. John's transfer from heaven to earth, it's not a specific reference to the rapture. Why was he called up there? Well, before he was transferred, John saw an open door, another door, a door of opportunity, Revelation 3:8. I know your works. And see, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. A door of salvation and fellowship. 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me. A door of insight. The first verse of chapter 4 here. After these things, I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this. Heavenly insight. It's needed to understand God's ways. Verse 4:1 introduces the third section of the Revelation. After these things. Well, what things? The church age. I will show you things which must take place after this. Remember the divine outline in Revelation chapter 1, verse 19. Write the things which you've seen, the risen Christ, the vision of the risen Christ, the things which are, well, the churches, the church age, and the things which will take place after this. That's the tribulation, the judgment, the eternal state. The vision of Christ, the letters to the church, and the final events. And what are the final events? Well, the tribulation period, verses 6:1 to 19:21, the millennium from chapter 20, the millennium in chapter 20, verses 1 to 15, and the eternal state, chapter 21, 1 to 22, 21. Chapters 4 and 5 introduce the entire final section with a glimpse of the throne before the witness of the judgments of earth. A heavenly perspective on earthly things. While not a specific reference to the rapture, verse 4:1 is certainly a picture of the rapture. Yes, the church will be raptured before the tribulation. No, the church will not go through any of the tribulation. John does not record the facts of the rapture, but Paul does. If you go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, in verse 15, the apostle says, for this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, and the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these things. Pre-trib, mid-trib, or post-trib. Why do I take such a strong pre-tribulation rapture position? Well, I have reasons, and let me share what those five reasons are. Listen, order of events is important as Revelation is prophecy, and this prophecy occurs chronologically. First of all, there is no mention of the church. Chapters 1 through 3 mention church or churches about 20 times. Chapter 4, verse 1 through chapter 22 have no rapture, no reference to it. Why? The church is with Jesus watching the horrible judgments of which are happening. The second reason for a pre-tribulation, as I take it in my view, the interpretation of the outline of verse 119. The things which you have seen, the vision of Christ. The things which are, the messages to the churches. The things which will take place after this. Definite divisions of the book of Revelation. And 4:1 refers directly to the third division. The church is gone after chapter 3. Third reason for my strong pre-trib position. Change of the whole picture after chapter 3. Jesus is no longer in the middle of the candlesticks. He's no longer on earth, but in heaven on that throne. The saints are in heaven. The 24 elders. We're going to look at that in the next session. They will stay in heaven until chapter 19 when they return with Jesus. Listen, Revelation makes sense if you read it and hear it. The fourth reason for taking a strong pre-tribulation rapture, the promise of the Lord in Revelation chapter 3, verse 10, because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. That doesn't need any more explanation. Reason 5, testimony of the Apostle Paul in his letters to Thessalonica, 1 Thessalonians 1:10, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. 1 Thessalonians 5:9, for God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. The church is not appointed to wrath, nor appointed to suffer the judgment of wrath. Jesus Christ will catch up his church, and we will be with him in heaven. Then he will return with the saints. The basis of our hope is that we will be gone. That is the promise of the Lord. And you have a great day.